We are now with a representative of the Beijing Jiaotang IT School of Software Engineering. So, hello. How are you doing today?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Yulia. I'm a director at the School of Software Engineering at Beijing Jiaotang University.
And how are you doing today?
Doing great. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. So, for people listening in right now, for some context, we've been interviewing exhibitors from all over the world just to talk a bit about their universities, a bit about their programs. I'm wondering, with the Beijing, I think with other schools, I'm kind of interested in what they specialize in, what brings international students to the school. And in the case of Jiaoteng, Beijing is becoming more and more of an international city.
True.
Can you speak to that at all?
Because China, it's a very, economy is a very, very developing country, and it's become very popular as one of the destinations to go study abroad. So we want to introduce our programs, which are one of the specialties of our school is software engineering. So we offer bachelor, master, and PhD programs in that, and you don't really have to speak Chinese because the full program is in English. And also we have a summer school programs, which students who have interest to do something in mobile application development or Chinese language and culture, they can do it for 2 or 4 weeks. So they can come and they learn more about China, Chinese culture. They can experience, they can visit IT companies to get to know more about the country and the school. And if they would like to do it later, so then they can come and try to get as exchange or degree program student.
So in terms of composition, what do you kind of find is the amount of international students studying on campus?
We have 1,500 international students coming from all over the world, which most of them coming from France, United States, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, Germany, Ukraine. Yeah, so it's very diverse.
And tell me a bit about the city of Beijing. I don't think a lot of people have thought necessarily about studying there. What kind of city
Beijing
are they in store for?
Beijing is very developed. It's a capital of China. And previously we had Summer Olympic Games in 2008. So it's a very beautiful city where you can find big downtown is super developed. And also you can find big amounts of different parks and Summer Palace, the Forbidden City, if you want to see the Great Wall, if you want to have different kind of foods, this is a place number one to go and visit in China.
Mm-hmm. Lots of different cultures in Beijing too as well.
Yeah, it's very diverse.
So tell me, if while this program is accessible for those who don't speak any Chinese languages, can you learn more Chinese through the school?
Absolutely, because most of our students who come to study with us, they don't speak Chinese. So once you join, even for the summer program, you do language and culture from scratch. So you get to learn it, and the program is full in English. And we have this buddy plan when the students being put with a pair with the local students. So if you have some daily problems, you can get in touch, and they will help you.
And you have a pretty comprehensive scholarship program as well?
Exactly. Yeah. So we have different kind of scholarships. From the university or from Chinese government. Also, we have different scholarships for the students can apply from the school directly. So all of them available.
Are there opportunities to work in China after you've graduated from school?
Absolutely, because also one part of our program is internships. So we have a good relationship with different IT companies. So our students being employed by Microsoft, Oracle, Baidu, Google, Thomson Reuters. And there is a Silicon Valley located in Beijing. So it's employment of our students is 100% for the last 10 years.
Amazing. And if people want to find out more, where can they go? Where can they go online to find out more about the school?
They can check our website, which is rgxy.p. Well, they can just check Beijing Jiaotong University.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a complicated URL, rgxy.
rgxy is coming for School of Software Engineering in Chinese.
Right. So definitely, but if you get the chance, look up Beijing Jiaotong, and that's J-I-A-O-T-O-N-G. TONG, University School of Software Engineering. Thank you so much for joining us, Yulia.
Thank you so much.